We said this morning, as we do every morning, I'll say it first in Hebrew and then in English. Nora Elohim mikdashecha el Yisrael hu noten oz v'ta'atzumot la'am baruch Elohim. Again, Nora Elohim mikdashecha el Yisrael hu noten oz v'ta'atzumot la'am baruch Elohim. The English, I never do this, but we're at a time of war, I'm reading Art Scroll. You are awesome, O God, from your sanctuaries, O God of Israel. It is He who grants might and power to the people. Blessed is God. More simply, and we're more familiar, Hashem oz le'amo yiten. Hashem yivarech et amo v'shalom. Thousands of years of Jewish history has shown us that there is no stronger person in the world than a Jew. And 1,000 years of Jewish history shown us that there is no more of a more mighty and powerful people in the world than the Jewish people. There's not a people like the Jewish people that spilled so much blood, that was shechted, that was hated, that was mocked. Every single generation, we say this every year at Seder night when we celebrate our birthday as a people. Bechol dor vador amdim aleinu lechaloteinu. At every single generation, somebody has the agenda to erase us from the face of the earth. Ve'akadosh baruch hu matzileinu miyadam. No nation was persecuted and hated like us, and no nation in the world continued existing like us when all our enemies time and again turn into the dust of history. Jewish existence is the greatest historical miracle that mankind has ever seen. I'm speaking to every individual here. If you live in that awareness, you're in a good place. If you don't live with that awareness, that Jewish existence is the greatest historical miracle ever, then you have a lot of homework to do. You're welcome to come speak. I think everybody in the world knows that there is nothing more remarkable and miraculous and godly than Jewish existence. Everybody in the world, either you admire that, and that's a minority. A few months ago, I was coming in from the side door, and a black person turned to me. I didn't understand what he was saying. Not from the States. And after a minute or two, I figured he was telling me, "You're a Jew, you have the power of blessing. Please bless me." So I gave him a layman's bracha. And that's the majority of the world, you hate. That's truth, that you know that there's no people like the Jewish people. Where do we draw this might from? Where did Aluf Mishne Yehonatan Steinberg, Hashem Yinkom Damo, the commander of the Nachal Brigade, who learned in Yeshivat Ma'ale Eliyahu and learned in Yeshiva High School at Chorev, and stormed that terrorist and was killed 2 days ago? From where do so many soldiers, as we are speaking right now, draw the might to act upon again the secret of Tzahal? And that is, anybody who was in combat unit knows that experience, either in training for that or having experienced that. The horrifying experience. You're behind the shelter, you're peeking out with a gun, the bullets are being shot at you, and you storm out. That's the ideal of Tzahal. That's the way they work. And usually the commander's at front, and that's why so many commanders always, as in the past few days, Hashem Yishmarenu, Hashem Yinkom Damam, were the ones who were killed. Where is that might from? I never met Aluf Mishne Yehonatan Steinberg, Hashem Yinkom Damam. I have no doubt in the world, if I were to ask him, and if he were to be able to respond from that high place in Gan Eden that he's in, he will tell me it was not from me. It was from that much bigger thing than me that was passing through me. That's the pasuk we read in the beginning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hu noten oz v'tatzumot lam, Baruch Elokim. It's not my might. It's not me. And it's definitely not my ego. I have a zchut of carrying on my shoulders the creator of the world, because he selected me to this elite unit, this elite eternal unit that carries his name in the world. There's no question in the world. Am Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, will come out alive and strong from this war. That's not the question. The question is on every single individual here in the room and every individual Jew in the world, how he individually will come out of this war. On the basis of what do I allow myself to say this? I'm a prophet. No, I'm named after one, but I'm not a prophet. I'll tell you why. Because our Torah, Sefer HaTanach, Torah Moshe, claims to be nothing less than the blueprint of history. And there are many places, but I'm going to focus for a moment on one, Megillat Esther. When Mordechai comes at the most dramatic moment and tells Esther, listen, either you jump into the opportunity and the saving of the Jewish people is going to happen through you. And if not, you're going to be lost and turn into the dust of history and nobody will know of you. Or you could choose to jump in and then it's yours for eternity, which is what she does. But if you do not, imacharesh tacharishi le'et hazot revach v'hatzala ya'amod la'yehudim imakom acher. The Savior will come to the Jews from another place. It's on. It's your choice, Esther. It was really, truly her choice. It was not determined from above. What was determined from above that it will come her way. And on that, Mordechai says, "Mi yodei le'at kazot igat l'malchut." Maybe that was the whole purpose of why you had to become a queen. Maybe. Why do you say maybe? Mi yodei, you just were with such clarity, with such certainty of a prophet. The Gemara says that Mordechai was a prophet. The Gemara in Megillah. With such certainty and clarity, you can say the Jewish people will come out alive? Yes! The Jewish people as a people will come out alive. Every individual has to make his own choices. That's not determined from above. But where it meets us is where in the world did Esther draw that might to be able to make that choice? From this clarity of Mordechai who spoke to her and infused her with all the might in the world. You belong to a people of eternity. You want to become part of it or you want to detach yourself from that? That's your free choice. Where did Mordechai have this clarity from? I opened it in advance. Shirat Ha'azinu, the song of Ha'azinu, the closure of Torah Moshe. We read it just a few weeks ago. The song of the history of the Jewish people. Not what may happen if. What will happen, period. From the beginning of time to the end of time. And here it says, Zechor Yomot Olam Binu Shnot Dor V'Dor. Live constantly as a Jew with historical consciousness. The pasuk I just quoted. But reflect upon, we've spoken about it already a few times. The structure of this shira is different than Shira Tayam. The brick, bricks and bricks. Ariach al gabei levana. What's the meaning of this? Two black columns and a white space in the middle. The secret of it is the overall master plan of history belongs to God and is defined by His Torah, which becomes here in Parashat Ha'azinu, the blueprint of history. In Parashat Bereshit, the Torah is the blueprint of creation. In Parashat Ha'azinu, at the end of the Torah, Torah becomes the blueprint of history. The entire master plan of history, of mankind, with the Jewish people at the center of it, will unfold exactly according to plan. What's this? Goyim talk about a black hole. This is our white hole. The white space is left open for every person to make his choice. I can't write it down. You need to write it down. It's left for us to write. I want to be part of it. I don't want to be part of it. It defines me, or nah, I want just my little quiet dalet amos of my quiet stability and routine of my life. I don't like when my life is shaken up so much. I'm not talking down on anybody. I'm not criticizing anybody. I'm speaking for myself. None of us want our routine to be shaken up. But that's the way it works for Jews for thousands of years ago already. Usually, Jews are not let for too long to remain in tranquility in one place, even apparently so in Eretz Yisrael, until Yomot HaMashiach finalize themselves. The master plan of God is defined by Torah. The Jewish people will come out of this war as any other war with any other enemy that turned into the dust of history. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to turn Hamas and all of our enemies into the dust of history. Such fools, they don't learn. From thousands of years, it's repeating itself over and over. Where Hitler Yimach Shmo is, where Haman Yimach Shmo, and where Paro is in the garbage can of history, that's where they're heading to very quickly. What will be the process on the way? What will be my choices? Who will participate with God and become part of this missionary for God's master plan to act out? Who will not? Questions upon questions of how can such things happen? Where was the army? Etc., etc. How can one fathom and deal with such tragedy? That's all this white hole here. We don't know. We don't have answers. How do we deal with it? Just like Esther was able to deal with putting her whole life at question and to have to live with a goy, with a disgusting goy for the rest of her life. She draws it from the might of a Navi, of Mordechai. And that's, we have, one should never say, but we don't have Nevi'im today. We don't, but we do. Torah Moshe is in our hands for eternity, guiding us, encouraging us, and giving us all the might in the world. Soldiers your age, many 19-year-olds were already in the list of the people who were killed, were forced to step upside, to step inwardly within their soul, up a ladder to the highest place in their soul, where you already cannot, and halachically you're not allowed to take your life into consideration anymore. Open up Rambam in Hilchot Milchama, and you'll see mind-boggling words. The state of mind of a Jewish soldier at war, the Mesirut Nefesh, I can't think about myself and my family. So I forget of myself. No, one cannot forget ever of himself. God made me to be aware of myself. But I go up and within myself to the highest place in self, the most transcendent place in self, and that is the place where I'm here on a mission of something which is way, way bigger than my little limited life. One will say, yeah, but we're not going to the army right now. I'm not here to encourage anybody to go to the army. But I'm here, yes, to encourage myself and every one of us to take advantage of this opportunity and to think, to what extent do I jump into the water like Esther? And to what extent am I willing to take advantage of these times to step inwardly into the most mature and elevated place in my soul, which is a place where I'm much bigger and much older and much more mature than the little self that all of us usually on routine days live. That's a big, big mechayev obligator for all of us. People, your age, definitely my age, but your age, are now, as we're speaking, trying to shoot down terrorists, putting their life at risk. Where did they get that from? From that might that only Torah and only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can provide. Those of them who are from and who learned in yeshivot know this Rambam and know these sources. Those of them who didn't have this chut, they know it within their soul. And they display it time and again. Hashem Yishmereinu. And we should see as little as casualties as possible. And we should all, together with all Am Yisrael, only learn to develop and to grow infinitely from this very, very terrible and challenging stage. Bezrat Hashem.